All the fun things to do with the fam in Connecticut this weekend. It's the Feed. Star 99.9.
Well, last Friday, we were hoping that we'd get some summer weather, and we have this week. Every Friday, we talk to Megan Schinella. You can find her on Instagram at Megan Schinella. And yeah, it's been summer's here, Megan.
And is today the first day of summer, Kevin?
Yeah, so I think it begins tonight. Okay. And now that, like, yesterday was really hot, and now it's in the 80s and 90s, like, I'm ready for the summer.
Yes, and all next week, too, in the 90s. You know what? I'll take it, and don't anyone say they're hot. Okay?
Right, exactly.
Because it's not raining. Hopefully Saturday will not be the 15th Saturday of rain, and let's move on, right?
Right, I think we're going to break the streak tomorrow, which is fun, and I know there's all sorts of events happening, so what's on your list?
This weekend, Stanford Town Center has their summer block party. It's on Saturday and Sunday, 12 to 6. You can celebrate local arts, culture, food, entertainment, and they do a really great job with these block parties, Kevin. And I heard that Star's going to be there.
Yeah, I know. I'm so excited that the weather's nice because, yeah, we'll be there from 12 to 6 on Saturday. So tomorrow, the whole entire day. So, yeah, that's going to be a great one for all the kids. And I was looking at the list of all the activities. There's tons of stuff there.
Yeah. So get the kids outside off the electronics and go have some fun, right?
Exactly.
And then also this weekend, the City of Floating Sounds, that's on Sunday at 7 p.m. New Haven Green, it's a free concert. I love these amazing, fun, free concerts in the summer. I know you're a big fan of going to them too, Kevin.
Oh, yeah. In like any sort of outdoor live music, like it's one thing to go to a venue and see, you know, a big artist, but even just on the New Haven Green, like just hearing live music outside is awesome in the summertime.
Yes, definitely. And then The Wizard of Oz is in Westport, the Country Playhouse, and they have show times at 1 p.m. and 4 p.m., and that is on Saturday.
That's fun. That'll be a fun one to see with the kids.
Yes.
Every Friday, we talk to Megan Schinella. You can find her on Instagram at Megan Schinella about what's going on this weekend. What's going on, Megan?
You know, Kevin, rain, go away. The sun is here. It's not going anywhere. It's summertime. Life is good, right?
It's so true. I'm so happy that it's finally sunny out, even if it's going to be hot.
Agreed. And I saw you were somewhere really fun that I feel like all the listeners out there would love to go as well, Kevin. You were at the Travelers, right?
Yeah. My daughter and I went yesterday morning to the Travelers, got up bright and early, headed over there, up there to Cromwell. And they do this Travelers Championship every year. And now it's become a big event. Like all the big names on the PGA Tour are playing in it. And we've gone the past few years and it's just great. Like they do so much for the kids. Like there's so many games and sort of face painting and all kinds of stuff. So you think golf tournament and you think the kids will be bored, but they definitely aren't. It was a good time.
I'm glad you had fun. I remember growing up, my dad would take me, and I love that they make it geared towards families now, too.
Yeah, and it's a really fun day. It was hot yesterday, but Grace was a trooper. She powered through the whole day, and it's a lot of walking, too, so wear comfortable shoes if you're going. But yeah, it's through the whole weekend, because these golf tournaments are basically, you know, the whole week, and then Thursday through Sunday. So definitely a cool thing to do with the kids if you're looking to go have a good time, see some golf.
Yeah, no, love that one. And then also on my list here is the St. Rose Church Carnival. It's at St. Rose of Lima Church in Newtown Saturday. They'll have food, rides, and games. So that's a fun carnival this weekend.
Nice.
And then if you want to get some water in for the kids and they like a splash pad, my favorite splash pad in the state of Connecticut is right by Kevin and Milford. It's the Eisenhower Park splash pad. It's open to the public and it's free, Kevin, right?
Yes, we love that one. And that's the thing. Now that school's over, the questions every day, can we go to the splash pad? What can we do that's water related? It's great that it's free. You got the playground right there. They have that big bucket. Like the kids love those buckets that just pour the water down. So that's always fun too. Yeah, that's a great one.
Yeah, and then like you said, they have the park there, the playground, so you could pack a picnic and make it a full day of fun.
Yeah, and it's all free. I mean, if you're trying to, you know, have a weekend on a budget, great thing to do in the hot weather.
Definitely. And then finishing off this week with a mom quote. Are you ready?
Yeah, let's hear it.
I love summer weekends. until everyone asks me what's for dinner while we're still eating lunch.
Always looking for the next meal. I think no one's going to be cooking till September, right? I think summer's just cookouts. Yeah. If it's the grill, it's fine. But yeah, no kitchen till for the whole summer.
I agree. Yeah, no, the snack bars at the parks and the pools. And my kids are funny. They'll be, you know, you'll be eating lunch with them and they're like, what are we having for dinner tonight? It's like, let's get through lunch and worry about, because, you know, in the snacking, I feel like food is a really big thing of the summer because you have more time to think about it.
It's true. Yeah. They don't have the structure of being at school all day. That's a good point.
Yes. And snacks.
Yep. So many snacks. Got to stock up on the summer snacks. All right. Awesome. Yes. So these are some fun things to do this weekend. Everyone have a good time. Stay cool. It's going to be pretty hot, but the sun should be out. So for the first weekend in a while.
Happy summer.
Yes. I'm here for it. Megan Schinella @MeganSchinella on Instagram. Thanks so much. We'll talk to you next week.
Talk to you all next week.